Hey, it's part two of the podcast, episode 136 now of GTWM, part two of the AMA trio. Mm-hmm. My name is Mo. That's Alex over there. Of course, that's Chomper. Alex, what are you laughing at?
Kasi sabi ko, ina-ask ko si Chopper kung ano yung pinupulo sa kilikili niya, tapos ibibigay ko sa wife ko. Pero naisip ko ngayon, there's a thin line dun sa asawa ko na ma-appreciate na may mga regalo na hindi mo alam na makakasama ng loob dun sa receiver. For example, pag binigay ko yun, uy, si Angelica, anong puti na kilikili, gamitin mo kaya yung ginagamit niya. Ang may isip ka agad ng wife ko, hindi yung malinis yung intention ko, kundi sumaitim ang kilikili ko.
No. That's second. That's only second. There's number one. You like her kilikili more than my kilikili.
Oo.
That's the problem. Yeah, it's not the...
Naisip yun. Hindi ko pa naisip yun.
Yeah. No, that's the number one problem you will hear. If I ever said that, if I said, oy, ang ganda ng buhok ni... And then it's actually a real girl that I know, hindi yung artista. Hindi naman yung... Oh, si Jodie Comer, babe, kamukha mo. Dapat yung lipstick mo parang lipstick niya. That's no problem. Unreachable, untouchable. Oh. Artista. Endorser, no problem. But if I said, oy... Babe, yung buhok mo parang kasing ganda ng kaibigan ko sa work or whatever. Pero not as nice. Pero sana yours can be as nice as hers.
Yeah.
Fucking, pag ginamit mo itong shampoo na to,
fucking dead. Dead.
It's the other way around, right? Like, pag kunwari, nakita ko si Alex, gamit niya to pang workout. Oh, so... bilhin mo rin or binirigaluan ko siya whatever
work. Okay, pabango, no? Pabango. Naamoy ko to sa office mate
Holy
ko.
Holy shit,
boss
that's
ko.
Even worse.
Yeah.
Diba? Hindi, yeah. Wala na na. Layo natin doon. Medyo dahil kinilabutan ako doon sa pinag-uusapan nyo. No? Dahil nakaiwas ako doon sa halimbawa. Ito naman, may mga nasibain na mga regalo na parang pinag-isipan nyo ba't kayo ninigaluan? Nagregalo ng ano, toothbrush. Mau-off ba kayo nun? Pag-inbawa, nagregalo sa'yo ng mouthwash?
Yeah, I mean, I think so.
That's personal hygiene stuff.
It depends on who gives it, though. You know, it depends who gives it.
Parang pag-personal hygiene, dapat hindi mo
nagregalo. Tanggalin natin yung element na, alimbawa, may narinig ko sa ibang tao. Alimbawa, oye, ito, may mouthwash ang regalo ko sa'yo. Alimbawa, asawa mo nagbigay. Alimbawa, si Mo, binigay ka rin Mo ng mouthwash.
I will get slapped in the face. It's not that I'm giving mouthwash. Is that I gave something with the monetary value is so low. Dun yung kasalanan. Hindi yung sa mouthwash. Kasi ako, kasi sinasabi ko naman kay Chopper minsan, oh babe, pwede ka mag-mouthwash kasi bad
birthday. This is a good topic because I still don't know what to give Mo for his birthday. And it's 20 days away. I asked him, he bought a massage chair. Sabi ko, babe, ano, bayaran ko na lang. Tapos sabi niya, huwag masyado mahasik. Oh my God, thank you.
You know what's good? And here's, honestly, this is something that I've thought of in the past, is because my birthday is before Chopper's, she has the burden to give me the gift first. Okay? Pwede din ako mag-match ng, kung halimbawa, binili niya ako ng mouthwash, I'll be like, putangin, ano to? Pero okay to ah. Kasi pag birthday mo, putang ina, mouthwash din makukuha mo. Di ba? Like, I can match the value of my gift with the value of her
gift.
What
do you want for
kasi
your birthday?
Kasi nauna ako eh. What?
What do you want for your birthday?
Dito talaga ay mag-uusap.
No. This is what I'm saying. Like, for example, babe, if you spend, let's just use a random.
I know, that's so hard, right? Because I need to spend the same amount that I want.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. It's fucking brilliant.
On my birthday.
Because my birthday is first. If you want something worth, say, $5,000, that's a random number, edi dapat $5,000.
But I'm just gonna base it off kasi yung birthday ko, alanganin eh, New Year's Eve. So kung magkano yung spinend niya sa akin nung December 31, ganun din yung budget ko for his birthday this year.
No, that's not how that works. I go ahead of you. What the fuck are you talking about?
That's how I'll just plan
No,
it.
Just you can plan all you want. That's still not how it goes. You have to get me a gift in the next 2 weeks. I don't have to get you one. So... either way, I think I benefit from that situation.
May question pa ako isa. Last na lang. Anong masasabi, both to ha, para, total natututo ako dito eh, ng surprisingly. Kulo nyo, doon ako sa hygiene at again, doon na napunta sa presyo. So may mga nakikita ako dito. Ito, ano Mo or Chopper, ang sasabihin sa'yo ng kaibigan mo na tanggap mo na pinupuri yung asawa mo. For example, ako, nagsabi ako ng puti ng kinikili ni Angelica, saan ka may borderline na pwede kong puriin si a chopper? Or vice versa, ikaw chopper, saan mo
I don't mind you complimenting my wife. I wouldn't even mind if you said you had a crush on her. I wouldn't mind. It's what her reaction is to that. Because Chopper gets so excited about compliments. That's, man, we've established this in the past. Kinikilig siya. It doesn't matter the source, right? So it's her reaction to it that I am looking at, not the fact that it happened. Chopper, I think, and she'll correct this, it's backwards. If somebody says, if I had a co-host on the show, say the word, oh, I have a crush on Mo, and said it to Chopper and myself on the show. Let's say, Alex, you weren't the guest and somebody subbed in for you and it was, you know, a female, but comedian also, whatever. If she said that, you're never on the show again. It's you're the problem. But with me, I am trying to look at what her reaction is. I'm not saying may kasalanan siya. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying she is now on the spot of how you're going to react to that compliment.
Yeah, but I don't think like any of our friends will, and Alice's question was friends, right? Any of our friends would tell you like, hey, Mo, I have a crush on your wife.
Or how about make it obvious? Let's say they make it obvious. And again, we've done this. We've had friends before that you have told me that she has a crush on you. And I've had, well, not friends, but I say coworkers. This coworker has a crush on you. And we've proven them to be right. The dynamic isn't what am I going to do, it's what are you going to do. Hindi ko nagagalit sa may crush. Is that how you say it in Filipino? Hindi ko magagalit with the one who has a crush on you. It's how do you react to that information. Is doon ako binibase ko yung reaction.
Yeah, like if you know someone likes you, do you keep talking to them? You know?
So tama yun, Chopper, na pagka nalaman mo may crush yung isang co-host ni Mo sa kanya, magagalit ka doon sa co-host. Tama?
That bitch is gone from the show.
Yeah, of course.
So Alex, if you ever go, alam mo, Mo, nababakla ako sa'yo.
Hindi, okay lang yan. Kasi, I want to see where that goes. Naku-curious ako. For you both.
Hindi, doon yung ibig sabihin, ando doon ako no, sa galit. Pero yung, ikaw, Chopper, ano yung limit ng puri? Alimbawa, uy, ang ganda ng, parang malaki titi ni Mo. Nagaling sa isang girl.
Like, she laughed at the impossibleness of that statement.
No.
That's how you hear that. That's what you heard that laugh? You heard that laugh? That's not a laugh of, and that, see, that comes from a place of she couldn't control that. That was a natural, disastrous reaction.
No, my
it's like if somebody said like
let me talk.
I know, but if a guy said, Alam mo, si Chopper, talaga mas matalino sa'yo. And I would be like, putang yun! Like, I said that. And I'm like, that's not my reaction. I didn't mean it
no,
that way.
I was imagining a friend of mine saying that. Like I didn't even picture that.
Nope.
My friend would say that. No, I mean, like, why would they say that, Alex?
Yeah, see? Why would they say that, Alex? It's impossible.
No, I didn't say that other line. I just said, like, why would a friend say that? Parang ang laki ng titi.
Wait, babe, you're taking it semantics, and he means generally speaking. If somebody...
Generally, if a friend of mine says, like, hey, I was listening to Mo, I think he's super smart, da-da-da. All those things that validate
all your friends say that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Wait. Kaya ako nagtatanong nito kasi, di ba, yung topic natin, Meris, sabi natin, ibalik natin sa mga naughty-naughty. Kaya gusto ko lang simulan ng ganon. Mo, ito, tatanggalin natin. Wala si Chopper. Tapos magkaibigan tayo. Hanggang saan mo ma-accept? Tayong dalawa lang nag-uusap, nagiinuman. Kunyari, muminom ka.
Yung reaction ko.
Wala sa reaction muna. Nagsabi. Ano,
why does your microphone suck so much, by the way?
Hindi. Sandali. Ako ba? Ako?
Yeah.
Ayan, okay. Alimbawa ito. Anong masasabi ko sa iyo na allowable, napapuri sa asawa mo? Na tayong dalawa lang.
Honestly, so here's the thing, man. My patience, and this is 100% the truth, is like super long when it comes to this stuff. Because I understand how guys think. I understand that my wife is beautiful. I understand those things. Like you can honestly compliment her till you're all the way short of just completely, di ba? Yung bastos levels that are very demeaning, right?
Talaga?
Then I would have to like, okay, you're crossing the line. But even then, it's not like a punch in your face thing. I'd be like, hey, you're fucking, you're crossing the line. Oh, yeah. But okay, okay, I mean.
But wait, I have to say, look, one of the things that I remember, like this is like something about Mo that I noticed, and some of our friends, like girlfriends, have noticed na rin. Oh, not na rin, like before, right? So he's okay with that. But then, for example, when we were living in New York or out in the street and we're talking, casual lang kami, we're talking kaming dalawa lang, or nauna ko ng konti, he's totally fine. And then biglang may, pag may kumakausap sa akin, mas lalong lumalapit si Mo, tapos biglang nakaakbay, which was, like, napapansin ko, ganun siya. Like, okay, hey, you know, like, chick ko yan. Parang
I'm not sure if, and I don't know who who has validated that because we don't have too many friends there.
A couple of folks have validated that.
Ang tapang ni mo mag-contradict sa
para pa. Shipping mo na niya, and I mean in yun.
No, because there's nothing wrong with that, but I don't find myself to...
I notice eh, kasi minsan ang layo, kunwari like sa party, ganun, ang layo sa room, tapos pag may kumakausap sa akin na ibang guys, biglang, makita mo, biglang...
Well, okay, so here's the thing, we've established this before, that Chopper likes to talk to strangers, men particularly, they tend
not
to
men
be...
men particularly.
Yeah, men, because like, they tend to be more to powerful,
anyone.
And you...
No, I can talk to anyone and you, get a story out
right,
of them.
But you ask guys, random stranger guys, things, and I think other guys would be really upset about that. I don't get upset as much as I wonder what the reason is, and if it's just you need to socialize. And there have been quite a few times where I've told you, hey, relax, that guy has a wife, and if the wife were here, she would probably find that to be excessive. And you go, okay, yeah, that's right, I forgot. Because you don't understand that there are, while you have a limit that you don't want to cross because you think you're still within the appropriate behavior, that might not be the same for his wife. And we've had this several times. Or say, hey, what you just sent, that message you sent, if his wife reads the phone, what do you think she would say? And I promise you right now, it can be interpreted in a very weird way. So we go through that, and a lot of that, I think, was the getting to know each other, what we are uncomfortable with and what we're comfortable with. And every relationship has to go through that. Every relationship has to go through that, right? You're going to find a girl who's malapit talaga sa guys, really has a lot of guy friends, and that could be uncomfortable for you. And you're going to have some way to negotiation on how you're going to check that. That could be the same. If I'm very close to girls and most of my friends are girls, you have to tell me at some point, I'm uncomfortable with this amount of time that you spend with this female friend. And we have to learn that about each other. So, I mean, I know we're going kind of getting all over the place here, and Alex, this was supposed to be kind of like a funny fucking thing, but I think this is real life. And it takes time. It takes years sometimes for
to
you...
to find that groove
rhythm. To find what the boundaries are, not just the rhythm, but to the heart of Alex's question, which is, what are you willing to allow? Well, you know what? It takes time for me to find out what I'm willing to allow when it comes to Chopper, because Chopper's way more talkative, way more conversational, way more willing to go up to strangers who are guys and talk to them than maybe other people I've dated. And I have to adjust to that. Like, I have to adjust to that.
Kasi ako, ang trigger lang ito sa mga nawala sa ano-ano, yung sa kilikili lang.
Yeah.
Kasi off-air.
Nagsabi kasi ako, ang ganda na kinikili ni Chopper. Una natin, so, oh my God, ano ba ako? Nag-cross ba ako doon? Tapos so, nagtanong naman ako sa wife ng regalo, ang ganda na kinikili ni Chopper, baka gusto mong gamitin to? Sa kanya, baka may na-cross din ako.
Yep.
Ngayon,
yep.
Kaya ng tanong.
No, and okay, so I've had, sorry, babe, forgive me, right? It's just for the context, and we should be able to talk to this. But I remember Casey Montero came up to me and said, that girl is so hot. And I said, Case, we're friends. That's my girlfriend. And he's like, yeah, yeah, I know, but man, she's so hot. And I'm like, okay, so you like her. You have a crush on her. Well, I mean, if she wasn't your girlfriend. So I already knew right then and there that this one of my best friends has a crush on my girlfriend. And of course, you guys know the story after that and all that. But my point is, in that moment, did not get mad. In that moment, laughed it off. because whatever. It's how is now the girl going to react to that information, not the information I heard.
So, but na associate na pag nagandahan crush, no?
Well, no, I asked them. Well, I mean, when you say somebody, when you say, okay, oh, Katie, she's super hot.
Because you can compliment them and then not have a crush, or like you just appreciate it, right? Oh, she's hot, she's pretty, and then
we get back to that fine line, though.
Yeah.
Because remember when we, so many times has a man gotten in trouble with his wife when the wife goes, crush mo, and the husband goes, nah, you know, appreciate ko lang. We're lying. Crush yun.
Pag nagsabi kami ng sapatos na, ang ganda ng sapatos, gusto mong bilhin? Hindi, na-appreciate ko lang. We're lying.
We're lying. So the phrase appreciate and crush are very synonymous and in the context mean the same thing.
Really? Like, I guess for me, it's...
If I said, babe, I appreciate you, and I would say we weren't together. Say we're at work lang, and like, oh, you did something. Oh, thanks, salamat, I appreciate it. It doesn't mean, salamat, I have a crush on you. Context-wise, those are two separate words.
Yeah.
In the way that we say it, in the way that this is being talked about, when we say, hindi, you know, appreciate ko lang. Bullshit yan.
Diba parang art piece lang? Ang ganda eh.
No, we go back. See, babe, this is the part that gets you in trouble when we argue. Is, and we had Delamar here to validate this as a female, and we had Alex here to validate it as a male. We've talked about this half a dozen times this season. There is no reason for us boys to appreciate anything about you without wanting to fuck you, period.
Okay, but is it the same for girls?
You're lying.
Si Alex biglan. Hanggang kilig-kilig na talaga, pare.
No. This is bullshit. Because...
No.
Time out.
May timang ama.
Whatever. You can sit there and you can do whatever you want to try to defend yourself, Alex. And please... Please don't...
Kasi, madali, bago ako magsalita.
No, I need to finish this statement. No. Turn off your microphone. Turn off your microphone. There you go. Turn off microphone. Fuck, I can't talk.
By the way, Alex,
and I'm turning yours off too. Here's what I'm saying. Alex, you'll get back. I'll unmute you, sir, in a second. If my wife, I don't understand sign language. If my wife gave you, Alex, the opportunity to have sex with her without me knowing, now I'm going to put you back on. You're going to do it. Alex Calleja would not have sex with Chopper if I'm guaranteed to not know. You lying fucker. You lying. You're lying. And you know what? And not only are you lying, I need you to understand this. If you say, alam mo tama, I'm not going to get mad.
Hindi nga ito nga mo problema. Nakikita mo yun sa context mo. Just imagine kung si Angelica nag-offer sa akin ng sex, tumanggi ako, magagalit siya. Makikita mo.
Okay.
I don't like Alex.
Okay, so here's the thing, right? Let's go back to our very famous phrase on the show. Mm. Paano kung si Pia? Okay? Pia's been on your show. Pia's been on my show. You are married. Pia has a boyfriend. You would not hesitate to put your fucking thing in her today.
Oh, tama naman.
If it were available. Yet we can sit here in front of Pia Wurtzbach. And this is our Pia Wurtzbach here today. We can sit there and appreciate so many kilikili, so many tuhod, so many elbows, so many everything about her, when honestly, we're not really appreciating it. We're putting ourselves in a situation that if any point, stop it.
No, not you, him.
Stop.
I just wanted to go back to the kilikili because I know Alex was asking and I think people are just going to wonder. So what I found out, if you, from working, hosting events before, kasi nagpa-botox ako ng kilikili para you're not worried about what you're wearing so hindi ka nagsisweat. So because you don't sweat, you don't have to wear those deodorants na high chemicals.
How did this become medical?
Oh, I just want to share so that people can do it. So, hindi nakakaitim. Tapos, you know, pwede, 3-part process yun. If you need bleaching, get bleaching. So I didn't have to do the bleaching part, but I did do the Botox and I didn't have to wear deodorant, so it doesn't add to the clogging ng pores sa kilikili and then pampaitim chemicals. So in the Philippines, I did it in Belo, but here in the US, I go to Radiant Beauty Skincare.
Oh, this was a plug for the business. That's where we were going. Okay,
no, I just wanted to say that's you can do that.
That was awesome. That took a while though, but it was awesome.
You can go
here. Okay, we've had this question. We've had this question in 10 years now. Every season we have this question. First of all, you were on Pinay Kilikili before you even had Botox. So
no, sa Philippines pa ako nagpapabotox ng kilikili.
What I'm saying is this. If you don't want dark armpits, don't shave your armpits because the cutting, the blade cuts and cuts healing then darkens. Don't wax your armpits because waxing causes injury. Injury causes darkness. You want to laser your fucking kilikili hair if you want to have a nice, smooth kilikili without the damage of darkness that, you know, obviously healing of any kind
from
of
from the
wound.
Rubbing.
Right,
and the,
right.
Yeah.
You rub anything. That's why your dicks are all darker. Alex, your dick is darker than the rest of your skin. My dick is darker than the rest of my body because I fucking rub the shit out of it every single day, every 10 times a day. Five times an afternoon.
When do you have five times
in the morning?
This is more frustrated in her episode one because of the marriage.
Wake up in the middle of the night. Wake up in the middle of the night so I can jack off in the kitchen. That's why it's darker.
Do you do that?
This is more frustrated with the part one of this marriage. Now it's like into
summer.
Fucking
summer. You're 32 years old, Summer.
Sorry, Summer.
Summer.
Oh, hi, guys. Hi.
Summer, you're in Los Angeles, Summer.
Summer
now,
was
listen.
Listening the whole time.
Yeah, Summer, you don't know this, but we were frustrated that we didn't have enough scandal in last night's episode.
You better bring the scandal, Summer.
Today, we're going to America today for both of our calls. This is Los Angeles. We're going to go to Canada. When I mean North America, it's in North America. Maybe if we move out west, we'll get the scandal that we're looking for. Summer, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, good, good. All right. Hello, everyone.
Save the episode, Summer.
Summer, you are a... How many years have you been married, Summer?
Oh, a year and a half.
Okay, so relatively newlywed, as they would say, right?
Yeah.
And what is going on with your marriage and why are you here today?
Oh gosh, I don't know where to start. So kakaalisan lang husband ko, so now I can actually talk louder. Like, yeah. But so we got married last year.
You're cheating
year.
With GTWL.
Ano daw?
You're cheating with us. Your husband doesn't know you're calling. Go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Sorry. I got married a year ago and I always had this problem. Actually, before pa kaming ikasal, may issue na medyo yung sex. Nakakatawa kasi I'm listening to you guys and I can just so relate. That's why I love pag nasa show mo si Chopra. Oh my God. I just can relate so much with you guys. Just the married life. So yung asawa ko, may problema kami kasi I don't get enough na yung sex na gusto ko, diba?
Yeah.
The beginning, it was good. In the beginning, it was good. Pero, yun. So, nagde-decline over the years. And then, nung in-open up ko sa kanya, before we got married, yun, he got better. Tapos, nung kinasal na kami, ayan, decline na naman. So, parang the last year and a half, parang talaga naging sobrang frustrated na ako kasi, dito for me it's just importante din yun, diba, for like it's just a part of the relationship na parang ang hirap. Just I keep telling him na I open up about it and then right now wala na siyang parang he doesn't do anything about it, you know.
So you when you opened it up to him initially, did you say na it improved a little bit tapos nawala bigla?
Oh.
Okay.
It improved, tas nawala ulit. Kasi after namin ikasal, yun nawala na siyang trabaho dahil sa COVID. So parang, medyo inapektuhan din. Yeah.
So, Summer, here's the million peso question, right? And we've been tackling this a lot on the show, the lack of sex, in a relationship, and I've kind of taken an interest in now what are people doing about it. So instead of asking me, us, these questions of how do we get it better, I want to throw the first question out to you. Okay, you're frustrated with your sex life. Okay, you would get it. You want more, you're not getting more. You've communicated, you wanted more. He's taken the information and he hasn't done anything with the information. Okay, we're there. Summer, what did you do about it? Did you buy a toy?
I tried so many things.
Did you?
I tried na toy. Nag-try na ako ng toy. And it's not the same.
Of course it isn't the same. There's no toy in the world that's going to replicate.
Yeah, but I watch so much porn like every day, and I thought it's gonna help, but it's not. It's just giving me more like ideas or whatever. Just
that you want to do with him. Oh.
Remember what I've said recently, Summer, on the show, if you've been listening, and I think you have because you like this group, right? Are you get to a point where you're mad that you have to masturbate as often as you do when you're in a relationship? It's like, am I fucking 15 years old? Like, why am I fucking jacking off as much as I'm jacking off when I'm in a relationship?
Yeah, ganun. As in, nandun ako sa level na yun. Oh, gosh.
Is he still unemployed?
No, may trabaho na siya.
This has nothing to do with employment.
I just wanted to ask kasi she said earlier na nung nawalan siya ng trabaho doon niya rin nakita yung decline. Right?
So yeah, pero may trabaho na siya ulit. It's been like mga 2 months na rin na bumalik na yung work niya. Pero
baka lang yung confidence kasi usually it's the guys that's calling. Baka yung
confidence. I know, but babe,
guy.
The thing is you don't have a dick though. So that yeah, we don't care for unemployed or employed. And daming gago diyan walang trabaho.
So what would make a guy uninterested with sex?
Yeah, that's my question. Tinanong ko siya.
Okay.
Ano sabi niya?
So, in the beginning sabi niya kasi daw pagod lang siya or lagi siya may excuse pagod, or sabi ko sa kanya, sabi ko I know I don't want you to be offended, pero alam ko nagtitake ka ng gamot para makaihi. And I know that those meds cause so many like side
medication,
effects.
Medication can fuck with your sex drive big time.
And then recently, napansin ko na pag nag-sex kami, wala na siyang lumalabas. As in, kasi tinry ko okay, so I love giving head. So binigyan ko siya ng BJ and then tinry ko lang kung may lalabas. And then wala. As in, sabi niya, nilabasan na ako, pero
wala naman.
Pag wala, as in dry, sabi, parang hindi ko napigilan yung itsura ko na disappointed. So sabi niya, well, what's wrong? Sabi niya. Sabi ko, but nothing came out, sabi ko. Tapos sabi niya, that's yung one of the side effects. Sabi ko, I know, sabi ko. Sabi ko, kasi right now, it's been almost a year na nag-stop ako ng taking my pill kasi gusto ko na rin magka-baby.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about this, pero parang napansin ko na he's not really putting much effort or he doesn't talk to me about like having babies right now. So parang feeling ko we're not in the same page. Pero sabi ko sa kanya, vinoise out ko na kasi I'm turning 33, also at the end of the year. So sabi ko, I just want to have it now para, because ayoko magkaroon of problems later on.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Sorry, Summer. Sorry, okay, hold on. I would like to get my answer, my question answered though, real quick, because I'm going to lose where I'm going with.
Okay.
What I'm hearing, Summer, kase, is the rant. What I want to hear is what your actual response is. Because
like what I'm doing?
Yeah, what did you do about it? What has it made you? What has your frustration made you do about it?
So this
all of a sudden it got juicier, right? Because because we can sit here and we've done this conversation 1,000 times with other people. Let's get away from that already.
Well, did say that. She said she's masturbating. She bought toys. She watches
right,
porn.
Right, right, right. But then we got into the whole he's taking medication. Da, da, da. Let's get to Summer. Summer, okay. What has been the response to this outside of porn every day, toys, and whatnot? Shucks.
Okay, so na-pile up na lahat ng frustrations ko. And, sabi ko talaga, ayokong mag-cheat and ayokong dumating sa point na, na maghahanap na ako ng attention sa ibang lalaki or you know, babae, whatever. And like to for sexual frustrations that I'm having right now. So sabi ko, okay, no, I'm not gonna cheat. Pero lately, panay yung labas namin, panay inuman namin, and then lately nag-ladies night ako. No, not really ladies night, kasama yung asawa ko. And then meron kaming bar na pinupuntahan na they have a live karaoke. And so, sinama kay asawa ko and one of my girlfriend. Sabi ko, tara, punta tayo dun. Just, you know, karaoke, it's been a while, and they just open up again. So, but I know yung singer nung dito sa band na to, I had parang may girl crush ako sa kanya, and my husband knows about it, pero parang innocent crush lang siya before. And then I kind of like the guy added me on Instagram, ganyan, parang he knows that I'm married, this and that. So
wait, girl crush? The lead singer is a girl or the lead singer is a guy?
It's a guy.
What did you say, girl crush?
Huh?
I think she. Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Sorry, I got confused. I thought I was the whole. When you said girl crush, I thought maybe the lead singer was a girl. Was a
girl.
Female. Okay. And then you said he.
No, it's a guy. It's a guy.
Okay. Pero, okay. So you had a regular crush. Okay. Continue.
Yeah. Pero ang nangyari kasi, lumabas kami, and then before kami pumunta dun sa bar na yon, nag dinner na kami, and may nainom na rin kami everything. So like, so more drinks, ganyan. And tapos yung asawa ko, later on, sabi niya, hindi maganda yung paharamdam ko. Sabi niya, sabi niya, masakit din chan niya. So, gusto na niya umuwi. Pero sabi niya, okay lang. Sabi niya, you and yung kaibigan ko, babae. Sabi niya, magstay kayo dito kasi, you know, you're having so much fun.
So, something happened. So, I just want to ask. Let's get to did something happen?
So, ang nangyari yun, umalis niya asawa ko, and then ladies night, ayan, sige, puro inom, shot, ganyan. Tapos, and nalasing ako, lumabas na yung lahat, oh my God, ng frustration ko, na sobrang tigang na. Oh, so, I'm getting shots, tapos I'm giving also, like, binibigyan ko rin ng shot yung lead singer.
So, you both got drunk, and did you sleep with each other? Did you have sex with each other?
No, not yet. Pero I'm
You're
getting
almost there.
So you after that, gave him blowjob.
How far did you go?
Pero nalasing ako sobra, and then sabi ko at the end, ang naalala ko lang is like, yeah, nalandian kami. Tapos yung kaibigang babae nandun din. Tapos sabi ko, hindi ko talaga naalala. So, the next day, tinanong ko yung kaibigan ko what happened. But anyway, next day, nag-message ako dun sa kaibigan ko babae. Sabi ko, I'm so sorry about that last night. Tapos ganyan. So sabi niya, it's okay. And then yung lalaki naman, I message him to sabi ko, pasensya na for what happened. Lasing lang talaga ako, and I'm so sorry. Sabi ko, it will never happen again. Ganyan. Tapos, nag-message sa akin yung lalaki, sabi niya sa akin, sabi niya, I fucking love you. Let's hang out. Tapos sabi ko, shit, what anong ginawa ko? Ganyan. Kasi, like, tapos nagtaka lang ako, sabi ko, sorry, sabi ko, what happened? Sabi ko, anong ginawa ko last night? Tapos sabi niya, well, sabi niya, tatagalogin ko, taka lang, double check ko.
Your husband's a foreigner.
Saglit.
Your husband's foreigner.
Huh?
Your husband's a foreigner. He's hindi siya Pilipino.
Oo, puti.
Okay, go.
So sabi ko, sabi sa akin, nung lead singer, sabi niya sa akin, sabi niya, sinabi ko daw na mag-threesome daw kami yung kaibigan kong babae, saka siya.
Sabi ko daw sa kanya. Mo siya mag-threesome?
So,
nandamay ka pa?
Sabi ko, mag-threesome daw kami. Tapos sabi ko, oh shit, sabi ko, that's right. So, naalala ko na bigla lahat. And parang slowly, it's coming back to me. Tapos sabi ko, oh my God. Tapos sabi niya, let's do it. Pero sabi niya, sabi ko, shit, ano sabihin ko, hindi ko alam, di ba? So sabi niya sa akin, let's do it, but I just want you and me, sabi niya.
Okay, so he said that on the text.
Uh-oh.
When was this, Summer? How long ago was this?
Nung isang araw lang.
Okay, so now are we here on the show, just so we can speed this up, right?
Yeah.
Are we here on the show then to ask for our permission to bang this guy?
Okay, sorry.
Ano ba tong guy? Ano ba tong guy? Pinoy, yung lead singer? Lead singer, Pinoy?
Hindi. Ang
Piren?
Mix.
Latino? Ano?
Mix.
Ah, nice.
Mix siya. Okay. Kasha ni Enrique Iglesias.
Nako, patay ka dyan.
And his voice is freaking, oh my God.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hindi mo na maalala, ilasing ka.
The voice is better than the husband's. Okay, so you something happened physically, right? Obviously, okay. you're not gonna offer okay. a threesome if you're yeah. fucking making out
so,
with this guy at least.
Walang nangyari, pero sa bar, nung nandun kami, we're just like, kind of like, ano lang.
Touchy-touchy.
Oh, touchy-touchy, kiss sa cheek, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos,
dry humping.
Naalala ko, habang nangyayari yun, naalala ko, sabi niya sa akin, sabi niya, kasi alam niya may asawa ko, sabi niya, wait, sabi niya, you have a husband, right? Sabi niya. Sabi ko, yeah. Sabi niya, oh, okay, sabi niya. Kaya sabi ko, kaya the next day, ginagulat ako na sinabi niya, now let's do it. Nagulat ako
No. Guys don't give a fuck about your husband. Yeah. You could be wearing the biggest fucking wedding ring on your finger. We don't, you know, guys don't give a fuck about that.
No.
So hold on one second, Summer, just so we can speed this up, right? I mean, as great as the storytelling is, Alex has got to go to his show and maybe we should.
No.
Yeah,
okay,
no worries.
Okay.
Well, so what is the question?
Okay, so that night, teka lang, sorry, that night na nangyari yun. So si lead singer, okay, tapos na yun, di ba? Umuwi na kami. Tapos,
another one?
No, I mean that night, pagkatapos noon, nung gabi na yon, uwi na kami ng bahay. Hinatid ako ng kaibigan ko sa apartment namin. And then instead na dumiretso ako sa room namin, sa condo namin, pumunta ako dun sa kaibigan namin na as in close friend namin na, ng asawa ko na nakatira in the same building. And this itong tao na to, may parang in the beginning, parang may tension na kami sa isa-isa and I just keep ignoring it, of course,
so,
kasi...
So, there's another guy.
Is his name Alex?
Yeah. No. Pero kaibigan namin siya. Eh, parang sobrang family na kami. And then, pero parang
lag... Itong
lalaki na to is like best friend na ng asawa ko. So parang best friend na siya ng asawa ko. And,
best friend ng asawa mo. Wait. Hold on.
Mo!
Summer, what did friend. You do? What
I know,
did
okay,
you
fine,
do?
Okay. Kumatok ako sa kwarto niya, di ba, that night. Lasing na lasing ako. Sobrang tigang na tigang ako. And dahil hindi ako umuwi with the Enrique Iglesias, pumunta ako dito, tapos pumasok ako sa ano niya, sa bahay, sa apartment niya, and then, kumbaga, inatake ko siya, like, just tigang ako, and sabi niya, are you okay? Tapos, wala, dinush ko na siya sa couch, tapos
hold on, one second, where's my mute button here, real quick, hold on, one second.
Can I just say, Mo, this is what you get for asking her,
what did you do? No, this is not what I get.
Play by play talaga.
This is exact story I just gave Alex 15 minutes ago, that this guy's best friend, right, is just sleeping in his room, innocently, on a random, I don't know, it's Thursday, right, Wednesday. US, so Thursday morning. Wednesday, this girl knocks on his door. He's like, wait a minute, you're my best friend's wife. A, B, you're drunk as shit, and you're my best friend's wife. Come over here, sit on my dick real quick.
I'll let you sit on my face.
Yeah, come here, sit on my fucking dick for a second here. Talk to me, what's going on? Wait a minute, hold on. You can talk. I know with my dick in your mouth, it's hard to... But I'll hear it. I'll listen, promise. I'm already like mid fucking REM4 of my sleep.
REM4.
And this is my best friend's wife has just knocked on my door.
Drunk.
Summer.
Yeah.
Continue, please.
Yes.
Hindi niya ako in-stop. Tapos.
Shocking. Shocking. Really? Huh?
Talaga? What a saint.
Paano kung si Pia?
Nagka-cramp yung tagiliran ko.
Really now? He didn't stop you.
Di ko nisahan yun. That was a twist.
Parang nalungkot si Summer.
That was like a cliffhanger. That was like a cliffhanger. That was like me hosting the show and going to the scene. What will happen next? Find out as we return.
Yeah. That's not a
find
good
out season. Next year in season 2.
Okay, so Summer.
And Ruby, Summer is hot.
Summer, what is the question?
Oh, nag-iinit si Walang, Summer.
Okay.
So, what, nag-sex sa'yo.
Walang nangyari sa amin nung kasi nag-stop ako. Sabi ko sa kanya, in the middle of it, sabi ko, hindi ko kaya. Sabi ko,
pero pumasok, nag- diba?
He's like, okay, hold on. Hindi natin kaya. Hindi natin, hold on. But I'm two pumps away from fucking jizzing on your face. Just wait one second. Okay, hold on. Summer, what's the question? We're done with the details.
Ang question ko kasi is, parang nahihirapan lang ako ngayon kasi hindi ko na alam. Hindi na ako attracted na sexually sa asawa ko. And tapos nag-start pa ako nito sa best friend niya. I mean, I know na hindi magsasalita yung best friend niya, pero parang ang awkward na. And then, tas ngayon naman, sorry, nakalimutan ko sabihin na nagsisexting na kami nung isang ano, nung banda.
Yeah. Okay. This is all in a span of 2 days, right?
I know.
This sounds like years worth of cheating.
So what's the question? You're already cheating on your husband. We've established that. What's your question?
I'm just sobrang masama, parang guilty talaga ako, and gusto kong ayusin yung marriage namin. And nag-suggest na ako na mag-counselor kami even before kasi nga ayokong dumating sa point na to, pero it's too late, nangyari na. And hindi ko alam kung paano ayusin. Kasi, you know, like, ay, mahal ko siya, and, pero wala na yung, ano, yung part ng sexually, parang wala na.
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm not a big believer in marriage counseling, okay? I'm not the biggest believer in it. I don't think it's a completely waste of anything, but I'm not a huge believer in it, okay? The issue is, to me, rather clear. You have given him, again, for the 10,000th time on the show, the information that you require for your own sanity in this marriage, and he has disregarded that. It has led you to become desperate, and now you're almost, you'll probably fuck this guy tonight, if you could. Yes, Summer?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, right. So you're at extreme measures already.
Hiwalay mo na lang asawa mo kung ganun din naman.
See, that's the thing. I don't think she wants to. She wants to fix this marriage. See, that's the part here where frustration starts to build in. Is
if she wants to fix the marriage, stop sleeping with other guys, okay? Stop sleeping.
Right. But at some point, what do you do, though, when you've fucking articulated it over and over and over again that this is so important? Because it's about sex.
Why you pick, is it worth it? Because it's not going to get fixed overnight. You're not going to tell him once. You're not going to tell him five times and expect that it's going to get fixed.
There is a limit, though. How many times before?
That's what I'm saying. Just leave. Just leave instead of cheating. They don't have kids. Just leave.
Right. But we see 3 out of 3 on the show now, and probably our fourth caller who's lined up here in Toronto in a second, our advice has been leave. Okay. And I'm not 100% sure in reality that it's that easy.
She lives in the U.S. There's divorce.
No, it's not about divorce. Kids. It's about her desire to still want to somewhat stay with her husband.
Okay.
We don't know what the logistical.
But that's the thing
we
is,
don't know the logistical part of it is. Summer, and they just got married last year.
Summer, if you want to stay with your husband, if you want to work it out, kailangan mo ilagay sa utak mo. You shouldn't cheat because that's the opposite direction of working out, no matter how much katigang na tigang. Second, that it's not going to get worked out in a month, in 2 months, in 3 months, maybe not even in a year, okay? That's the commitment that you're going to put in a marriage that he also has to put in your marriage.
Okay, but here's the problem. Here's where the reality is, there's a disconnect in reality, in my opinion, is the sexual aspect of it is not something people can wait for 3 months.
That's
four
why
months,
I'm asking,
five
is
months.
It worth it for her?
No.
She's going to decide that.
Maybe I need to address Alex real quick here, because this is the part where I think the sex drive of this girl matches what more guys' levels are versus maybe other females. Hence, maybe other females might not understand what's going on here. Every husband listening to the show right now who is sexually frustrated with their wives, the option to leave them isn't on the table, isn't on the five things you're going to do before you leave your wife and your family. It's, I haven't had sex in X amount of time. I'm going to lose my fucking mind. I would rather stop losing my mind, but not lose the marriage, because this is a marriage. Like, it's not as black and white.
I know,
where,
but that's stupid.
It is stupid, but it doesn't change the reality.
Well, that's why I'm telling her and giving her the reality to rin na hindi to maaayos. But cheating is going towards the other direction of fixing your marriage. If Summer really wants to fix. If you say you really want to fix your marriage, you got to fucking commit and stop cheating.
Okay, but what is cheating?
The same
cheating,
way that you expect him to commit and start, you know, putting his dick in your pants.
Right, right. But she's given him that information. He's done nothing with it.
That's not going to get fixed with one time talking about it.
Did you talk to him one time, Summer? Or has this been a habitual conversation?
No, what do you mean?
How many times have you talked? How many times have you talked to your husband regarding the lack of sexual intimacy in your relationship?
Oh no, over the like so many times. Even
what's so many?
Give
me a number. How many times have you had this conversation with him?
Oh gosh, at least 10 beses na, and like I don't know, more than that. Kasi may mga times na naiyak ako, umiiyak ako dahil talagang hindi ko na alam kung paano ipasabihin sa kanya na talagang seryoso ako. Na this is parang frustration ko. One time umiiyak ako sa kanya para sabihin na talagang, you know, like it's
see,
like,
and that's what
one
I'm,
of the problems.
And here's my point. The sex stuff, if you don't understand, the sex stuff can drive you up to a point where you're like this girl and you're desperate and you're crying in front of the person. And when you're at that level and they haven't done anything about it, it doesn't automatically click in and go, okay, now you have to leave him.
No, that's because not what I'm saying. That you have
I'm
to
not
click
saying
and
that
leave.
You're saying that. I'm using this as an, I'm giving this as a conversational option, right? Not saying, hey, Chopper, you're wrong, because I would have just said that. I've said that, I could say that a bunch of times on the show. I've said it to Alex earlier. I disagree with what you're saying. But what my point is, there is a reality out there, and a bunch of you married couples are going to message me and say yes. There's a reality out there where I don't want our relationship to fail. I don't want this marriage to fail. But you know what? We haven't had sex in X amount of weeks, months, whatever. I'm going to lose my mind because it's important to me. So now I'm at this weird place, right? You're in this weird position where you're like, okay, should I then just bang this lead singer guy just so my mind and my stress can like dissipate and not equal, meaning I have to leave my husband?
If I were you, I would just ask my husband and go like, look, we're not having sex enough. Are you okay if I have sex with someone else?
Yeah, and maybe you should. And maybe that's part of the crying thing. And maybe you need that permission. And maybe he will give it to you. That's a completely valid...
Kasi parang
valid...
may medical condition din siya that really affects him and is not able to give what you want.
Well, remember, she said this problem was before that, though. She said this problem was before all of that shit. So, you and your husband are not on the same sexual plane, and you've addressed it. He has disregarded it. And now what do you do? Alex, sorry. I know you've been trying to get in here and we're super chatty here.
Ande,
fire away.
Ano ko kasi, first time mo bang ginawa to, Summer? Yung cheat na yun? First time lang yun yung kinukwento mo sa amin, no?
First time.
Oh, ito nga ang tanong ko. Kasi nga too late, the hero na kami. Kasi natikman mo na eh. Once you tasted it, we can talk. Di ba sabi nga ni mo, real life? May masasabi ko ba na stop mo yung cheating, pero ano, hindi yan mag-aani. Kasi natikman mo na yan eh. Natikman mo na yung dalawang guys.
Ah, kaya
yung
magpaka-single
kahit
na lang siya. Magpaka-single
para
na lang.
Hindi ko alam kung hindi niya susundin na stop mo yung pag-cheat and then you fix your marriage. Alam ko, there's always linger. Mm-hmm. Nakita niya na may option siya.
Yeah.
Nalaman niya na there's someone who's gonna fuck me na ito. So, ito
ang
mangyayari
dyan. And I can get away
dyan.
With it, yeah.
Pero Mo, may kampi ako ng konti kay Moss. papunta ako doon sa topic na yung reality of life. Ang mangyayari dito is, putya, nagkukulang naman yung asawa mo eh. Yung meron kasing ano eh, meron kasing, ito kasi pag ginukwento natin mo, dahilan mo lang yan. Hindi eh, maganda naman yung rason mo. Saka nag-cheat ka na eh. So, ang mangyayari dyan, might as well, kailangan mo lang sabihin, kung gusto mo mawala yung konsensya mo, sabihin mo sa asawa mo, this is enough, I'm gonna cheat. Kasi kung gusto mo masave pa yung relationship. Ngayon, depende sa sagot ng asawa mo. Pag sumagot yung asawa mo, nope, may paghiwalay ako sa gagawin mo na yan. So, alam mo na ngayon yung mga mangyayari. So, ang ibig ko sabihin, natikman mo na kasi yung mm-hmm. yung ano eh, yung alternate option na cheating eh. Kaysa dun sa, bala kong mag-cheat eh, pwede ka pa namin mag-stop eh. Pero masisira talaga ulo mo, talagang eventually mag-cheat ka. Eh, ginawa mo na ngayon. Ang ngayon, ang problema mo kasi, it's either dalawang bagay mo, sandali ah. Ang cheat, ang pag-cheat kasi, lalong nakukumpound niya ng problema kasi naramdaman mo lalo yung kakulangan ng asawa mo na alam mo mabibigay na ibang lalaki. Mm-hmm. Yan talaga ang tendency para humiwalay ka. Kasi para, alam mo na, mag-enjoy ka na dito. Pero, ang iba naman kasi, is one time cut eh, tapos nasolve mo yung ano mo, tapos you fix it with your husband. Ano eh, ganun ang mangyayari sa'yo eh.
She's really two talagang different guys in the span of 2 days.
I think it's, I believe Summer's reality that you want to still try in this relationship, but at the same time have an opportunity to remove the frustration that has been building up in your life, because that part is important to you. Let's not pretend that all of us have never cheated on a boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. Okay. And in that, still come back into the relationship and work things out, or attempt to work this out, or believe that there's something to work out. We're all fucking hypocrites if we say we never did that. All right. Mm-hmm. So we've been in your shoes, Summer, at some point in our lives. And to sit here and say, oh, you're cheating, get out. It's just not realistic. It's right. It's right to leave.
No, that's not what I'm saying, it's Mohan. Right. What I'm saying is, if you really want to work it out, which you said that you really believe that she does, the step towards cheating is a step away from working it out, okay? And she needs to know that the reality of working it out with a husband, that's going to take a fucking long time, okay?
Okay, that's so let me ask you this question. Then what to do then in between? Because you don't have the sex drive this girl has, you might not understand the frustration level that it can bring. What then about that? What to do about that?
I don't know exactly what to do about that. But when you put that reality of when you decide, Summer, what you're going to do, are you really going to work it out with your husband or no, right?
Yeah.
If kung yung decision mo is work it out with the husband one step at a time, o anong next kong gagawin, right? Kakausapin ko siya, if you don't fuck me X times amount of a week, if we don't get this shit together, I'm gonna start cheating. You know, ultimatum conversation. We need to go to counseling, all lahat na, di ba? Work it out means try everything until wala na talaga, until you decide na wala na talaga, right? That to me, that's my opinion. Pero feeling ko, parang ayaw mo na i-work out to, parang,
I don't know. I believe everybody when they say what they feel about their...
Sometimes people just say things because it's the right thing to say.
I don't think this girl is going to call this and sound this frustrated. I think she would just rather bang this guy and then instead of be judged by us. I think to get on a show like this, to say 2 days ago, I nearly fucked his best friend and I'm about to fuck this other guy right now, tonight, and I need you guys to talk me out of it, I think is a cry for help that we have to listen to. Okay? Now, the only thing Summer... Sorry, Alex.
Ito kasi ano, itong pinaka payo ko na talagang real talk na real talk. ito mag-propose straight to si Chopper lalo, pero ito talaga real talk, no. Nagkataon lang na mataas ang sex drive mo tapos yung partner mo ay hindi talaga matugunan niyan, pero gusto mo siya. Siya talagang magiging ganyan ang buhay mo while ibig sabihin itong reality, you gonna have sex but you have to live with it. Ito talagang payo.
This is 100% right. And this is not that crazy, okay? You and your husband, remember sex is just one part of the communication pizza. Okay, it's just a few slices. And there are other slices on this pizza. And those other slices might be great for this girl, but the sex slices are not being consumed. And that's a big problem. It's just hindi porket the sex thing isn't working na tatapon mo na yung buong pizza, right?
Pizza,
that's just not
naman
the reality. That's not the reality. So, my thing is this. Summer, your husband, I don't think will ever be at the level that you want him to be in.
Okay? Yeah, I don't think
correct.
He's going to get there.
Ever.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll ever be there. You should ask yourself, can I deal with this part of the pizza, bulok, and every single time I order?
Yes. Yun.
Okay? If the answer is, ayoko, gusto ko buong pizza, then you move on from this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But what's different between you and maybe other married couples, I'm assuming you have no kids because it didn't sound like you brought them up and that you've only been together for a year.
Wala
right,
pa.
Right, you don't have any kids? Okay. See, the things that for example, yung bulok na pizza na yon.
Kailangan mo.
We still need to eat it because we have no other food.
Uh-oh.
You don't have that problem that so many married couples have out there.
Are the are there
and these
couples?
Married couples are doing the same exact thing you're doing. They're just not calling us and admitting it.
Yeah, or they're in the Philippines, hindi rin nila mahiwalayan kahit gusto nila hiwalayan, 'di ba? May mga
well, No, that's different because we can only separate, right? But my thing is
I'm just saying that legally people, I'm just giving another example.
This girl wants to work it out with her husband somehow. What I'm saying is he will never, in my opinion, without any facts.
That's the reality.
He will never get to the level that you're hoping.
Mm-mm. Yun yung sinasabi ko na kung i-choose mo yung path na yon, kung dumating man kayo doon, napakatagal. And kung tigang na tigang ka na, ngayon pa lang, paano pa?
Ako, tama pa pagkakaintindi ko? Tama pagkakaintindi ko, no? Tama pagkakaintindi ko. Ang sinasuggest natin, be with your husband, cheat, until you can do ano until
my
you can
first
take
option
it.
My first option is this: be with your husband, ask for permission to cheat, ask for permission to cheat, as wild as that sounds, but you have already begged in front of him. See, the thing is, your husband at this point should not be shocked by your request.
Oh, kung alam niya eh.
Okay, because you've talked to him countless times already. He shouldn't be like, ano ba, putang ina ka? No, asshole, I've told you, and I've told you for a very long fucking time, and you have disregarded it. Now I'm actually doing the right thing by asking you for permission. And then he says, just don't fuck my friend downstairs. And you're like, ay, too late.
Hindi ko kasi maintindihan. Alam mo, ganito, naalala ko kaya siguro ako na parang hindi ko alam kung ba't din ako dumiretso dun sa bahay ng best friend niya. Pero I think a week before, parang nung best friend niya nag-usap kami. Parang frustrated na ako kasi sabi ko, gusto ko na rin magka-baby. Tapos sabi nung best friend niya, bakit? Kamusta ba yung ano nyo, yung sex life nyo?
Ako,
tapos sabi ko, ayun, fucking sabi ko nga, asshole. Sinabi ko na parang hindi nga, parang ewan ko, hindi ko alam, ayaw, parang kulang, ganyan. Tapos sabi niya, nag-joke siya na kung gusto kong kailangan niyo ng donor. Tapos gano'n siya.
Of course he
kaya
did.
Parang,
yeah, no. We don't need to hear this part, Summer. This is classic this guy. This is classic guy bullshit.
Classic guy, oh.
Yeah. Okay, anyway. Listen, we gotta go.
Pero last thing, sorry mo. So anong tingin mo na anong kailangan para makonvince ko tong asawa ko na...
Nothing. Wala, nothing. Just... There's nothing you can do to convince him. You've already done your part. Okay? That's why I want this message to be clear. You've done your part. You've given the information. The information has not been taken seriously. Okay? There's nothing you can do. There's nothing you do can enhance it. It's now an acceptance and the decision to whether move on or to do something else about it. And right now you're doing something else about it.
But what if
how much longer can you sustain that? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Now,
paano ko siya tatanungin? Like, kung... the cheating part, but like,
dude,
I think he's
dude,
gonna say
dude,
no.
Yeah, just say it. Just say it. Hey, you know that thing that I've been.
No. Here's an easy way. Tonight, when you guys are laying down in bed, go for the dick. And if he says no, or if he has no interest, just say, okay, you know what? That's it. I'm fucking fed up about this bullshit. I am trying to initiate something that married couples have to have in their lives. I have to have it in my life. I've talked to you about this already. I'm just gonna go on and say this. I don't want us to get a divorce. But can I have permission to cheat? If your answer is no, I don't know how much longer I can stay in this marriage.
Correct.
Okay.
Gosh.
Summer?
Totoo, yun ang talagang sagot doon. Promise.
Trust me, that's an easier conversation than the sex thing conversation you're having with the other guy.
Correct.
Exactly, yep.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate you. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. Okay,
Summer, bye!
Bye.
Alam mo, let's take our time. Okay lang ako sa mga 4:45 mo. Alam mo bakit? Gusto ko lang i-share. Nagle-learn ako dito sa usapan natin. Not only the listeners and the callers. Kasi bakit? Pati sa pagbibigay ko ng advice, gusto ko na lang i-share to talaga eh. Sometimes, dati nung nagsisimula tayo mo sa 2017, di ba advice natin, di ba ako kalokohan, tapos magbibigay ako ng something na, you know, madali kasi dati nung 2017 magbigay ng advice kasi it's always you just follow the right thing. Ayun ang advice. Pero you know what? Ang natutunan ko ngayon sa episode na to, seriously ah, yung nakikinig ako, you wanna give the chopper advice. Chopper, tama yung advice mo eh, na, you know, separate. That's the usual formula. Ayun yung medicine sa usual na gamot eh. Yung gamot na sa sakit, pero may mga unconventional na gamutan na ngayon eh. Yung, tama yung ating binigay sa caller, na alam ko, unpopular yan sa ibang tao. You cheat?
Yeah, but no, there's a difference. So no, I still stick to she shouldn't cheat behind his back if talagang in her heart willing pa siya i-save yung marriage. Pero kaya sinabi ko, eh kung ano, edi tanongin mo na lang yung asawa mo. Like, have that ultimatum talk, right? If you're not gonna fill in, like, then can I, like, now start getting it somewhere else? Some other men? You know?
Pero ibig sabihin yung reality ng natin na gusto marinig. Because ayun nga, kaya nga tayo pinaglalaruan yung MOR eh. Because ayun lagi ang advice na gusto natin na tumatawag. Alam mo yung style mo natin? We advise doon sa specific person. Kasi ang gusto ng mga tao marinig, yung pang-generic answer.
Right.
Yeah. Party. Hindi tayo sumasagot sa pang-generic ang sinasagot lang namin si Summer.
I've given this answer in a million interviews. And you know what? In the beginning, year one of this podcast, my advice was very generic, very judgmental, very black and white. Oh, you cheated? You're fucking evil. And as the years have gone by, it is more and more a gray area. Every single relationship is a gray area.
Correct.
Every single one. Correct. Because it's unique to the details in their lives. It's unique to where they are in their age, how many kids they have, you know, what the problem is.
Correct.
All of that stuff means something now. It's not just, oh, you did that. All right, you're out. And and we have all made this person's mistake. All of us at some point in our life. So it's easy to give generic advice because that's the right thing to do. But we ourselves have found ourselves in a situation where the generic advice wasn't the advice we took.
Yeah, that's why we also try to learn and teach them from the mistakes that we've made.
But in the process of understanding why they do it.
Yeah, of course. Right. Yeah, of course.
That's why I like saying, hey, I've been there. I've done that. And here's where it turned bad for me. And here's where it turned good for me. And I suggest you take this route.
Ang point ko lang sa mga nakikinig dyan, huwag nyo i-take to na parang, alam mo, may similar kayo. Alam mo, mabait naman yung asawa nyo, nag-enjoy kayo sa sex, pero you're gonna cheat?
You're gonna cheat.
Fuck you, hindi sa inyo to. Bakit sabi na, no, we're talking to Summer, na yung titi ng asawa niya, hindi na linalabasan, tapos nagsasabi na siya na kulang siya sa sex, eh po siya, ay nang plan namin, o di mag-cheat ka, magpaalam ka, o papayagan ka, kasi hindi niya na matugunan ng pangangailangan mo. Ngayon, pagka nagalit siya, eh di, sa akin mag-usap. Pero wala po sana yung may nakikinig dyan, ha? May mag-asawa lang na, po siya, isang araw lang din nag-sex, eh. Oh my God.
Right.
No.
Right. And for sure. For please. Sure. And remember, the difference between Summer and maybe the person that you're talking about is that she has over time. Now, they've only been together for a year or year and a half, whatever it was, I forgot, but she said last year they got married. It's been over time that she has brought up this issue. And that's the key to all of this. When I have given you opportunity after opportunity after opportunity and after opportunity to listen to what is bothering me and what's more important, to listen to what's important to me and you've disregarded that, you're up for the consequences.
Correct naman.
You're up for the consequences. Yeah. And then you know, you throw in situations like alcohol, girls' night out, all that stuff. You're now also, Summer, putting yourself in a situation to be compromised. The girls' night out bullshit is not a fucking safe zone.
Mm-hmm. And talking about your marital problems to someone of the opposite sex, that's also not a safe zone.
Who knows if she's 14 shots in by this time, right? And just, bleh, I'm looking.
No. Sabi niya previously, di ba, nag-uusap sila nung best friend ng asawa niya.
Well, no, she said she wanted to have a baby. He made it sexual because that's what guys do.
Exactly. You shouldn't be going to guys for your marital problems, period, whether it's sexual or not. Okay?
Right, but see, the thing is, though, babe, he's the trusted best friend.
Doesn't matter.
Oh,
best
it doesn't. It doesn't. But
no. Best
you, right. But you have guy friends that you will.
I would never fucking talk about our problems with our guy friends. I would talk to my girlfriends about it. Like, if I have my go-to girlfriends, two or three at the most, that, you know, we've talked about this. Parang ano to yung best practices ng marriage, right? Now,
yeah, no, if
you go to your girlfriends, girl co-host, girl anything about our marital problems, that's a huge problem for me.
Right, but I think, though, in the past, we can all, again, I mean, I'm going to use this because I don't want to be too do this, but I've never done this. I think in the past, we've all opened our problems to friends of the opposite sex. Maybe we and I know you've done it. I've done it.
Yeah.
Alex,
yeah,
you've done it.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's not a rule that we have.
I know. I'm just
followed.
Saying. I'm not talking about. This is the part where you learn from the mistakes. Ito na nga yung best practices na nga dapat na natututunan and we're sharing with the listeners. Okay, learn
but
from.
But Copper, it's in the guise of getting the opinion of the other
what?
Side. That's why we're talking to other girlfriends. Other
guys' perspective, girls' perspective.
The girls'
whatever. Perspective. Fuck that.
And you know, again,
I've just fallen for that.
Just we gotta go because we gotta have one more call, and right. Alex, you gotta get out of here right. really fast. All so right. Let's take a break. When we come back, let's see if there's any scandalous thing waiting for us on the other side of this episode. You're listening to Good Times with the Podcast, Year 10, Episode 136, AMA, of course, with Chopper and Alex. Back after this, don't go away.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook. Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Good Times with Mo, the podcast. Year 10, episode 136. Angelic Copter. We never plug anything for you, babes. So let's do that.
I have nothing to plug.
Well, no, I'm just using your social media. Adding, of course, you have nothing to plug. I mean, yeah, it's not like we're in show business or you're a corporate girl, but you can't. You can still follow at Angelic Copter on Instagram. What?
Last na IG ni Angelic Copter pag nag-live yan, daming viewers.
Yeah.
So, 12 person lang nanonood sa akin. Sa kanya, nasa mga 100. Wala naman ginagawa. Nasa backyard lang. Unfair ang putya.
At Angelicopter on Instagram if you guys want to give her a follow. Alex, happy birthday pa. Is on October 8th. We're talking about days away.
O talagang ma-reach yung 700 na tao for record lang. So, tulungan nyo ako kung ano. Tulungan nyo ako. October 8th. October 8, 2021. Tapos 8 p.m. yon, 3 hours of stand-up comedy raffle, and then of course Mo Twister and Chopper.
Yeah,
live from New York. Sarap mag-introduce live from New York.
Guaranteed to wear a kitty-kitty revealing outfit now, since that's been brought up.
It's please, kitty-kitty all the Chopper.
Time. Ayun, yun. Ayun.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's going to happen. Pag ito, tumaas yung sales ito. Marami talagang
fans of Pinay Kilikili. No word about it. Kasi
kinainisan ni Mo, may magre-request ng video. Dapat may video component yung podcast. Ilang beses sinasagot ni Mo, no!
Overexposure.
It's not a podcast. It's audio. That's what I like to do.
Ako na lang.
Yeah, Alex has got one. You can go over there. Punchline with Alex Calia, by the way.
Punchline with Alex Calia also. Please, Kuya Kim and Atom Arroyo.
You can donate to the show, please, as well. It is, a crowdfunded podcast, so please do that. Go to anchor.fm/DJMoTwister. You can donate as little as 99 cents a month. And for all you people out there who are especially in this part of the world that we're doing the calls tonight, no excuse, G, for not donating to this podcast, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Do you donate? I am.
Do you donate to the podcast?
Do you donate to this podcast, G?
Sorry?
Do you donate to the show, sir?
I will. Uh-huh. I will. Okay. As soon as I finish the call.
All right. Good man. Thank you, sir. All right. You are in Toronto, one of our favorite cities in the world. Gee, it's an amazing, amazing part of the country of Canada. Probably their best city. Vancouver's a close second. You're a young guy and you're married also. Yes. You're 26, yes?
Yes. Young father of two beautiful boys.
Nice. So early, huh? But
I know.
Okay. Well, you know, as long as you're happy. Or are you?
We'll see.
Okay. Go ahead.
Based from this story.
All right. And do me a favor. We're running short on time here, G. So if you can give me a very fast, thorough, but fast background of what's going on and the question as quick as possible so we can attack it. And I'm sorry about that. But we're rushing.
It's okay.
We're pushing time here. What do you got?
That's okay. I'll try my best to
thank you.
Summarize. So, kinakabahan ako kasi first time caller kasi you're the first podcast that I ever listened.
Nice.
And
thank you.
I just started last March.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Gotcha. Thank you. I appreciate
already
that.
Updated.
Appreciate that. Appreciate it.
Hello guys. So, nasabi ko nga na I'm a young father of two kids. So, hihingi lang sana po ako ng advice about my shaky relationship about my wife. So, quick backstory lang po. So, before, nung magka-ex, boyfriend and girlfriend pa lang po kami nung 2013-2014, naghiwalay na po kami. But then, nalaman ko po na nabuntis siya.
Okay.
So, ayoko pong, like, I'm not the kind of person na tatakbuhan na lang po, even though I was so young at the time. So, nag-usap po kami and I decided na to keep the BB and like stay with her.
Okay.
So, sorry, kinakabahan po talaga.
No, you sound okay fine. You sound super fine. I understand everything you're saying, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
You're good.
Okay. So, naghiwalay po kami nun tapos nagkabalikan ulit dahil nga nabuntis ko siya. But then, dumating yung matagal na naming pinaprocess, which is yung papers namin going to Canada. So, ang hirap ay, nung time po na yun, hindi ko po alam kung paano sasabihin sa kanya. But then, in the end, kailangan ko po sabihin kasi it took us 5 years process of heavy documentation. And for a while, alam naman na po niya na pupunta ako dito. It's just that on time na naging pregnant siya, time din na dumating yung visa namin going to Canada. So, on 2015, nag-decide po kami na makakipag-usap, like with my parents and her parents, we decided to talk to one another and sinabi na kung ano yung mga plans. So, I decided na to give support sa kid pa rin, give continuous allowance, like, and then we talked, me and my wife or girlfriend before na maging ano kami, maging LDR. So, lumipad ako, eh, toxic ang relationship namin since then, kaya kami naghiwalay. Eh, talagang napaka, ano niya po kasi, napaka kontrolado, toxic, kung anong gusto niya masunod. Talagang lahat ng mga friends ko, lahat ng luho ko, tinanggal ko, para lang hindi siya ma-stress kasi niya pregnant siya. So, lumipad ako ng Canada. Ang dami niya sinabi, well, I know na mangyayari naman kasi stress niya rin siya, mawawala ako. I understand. Pero nagtagal, naging super toxic. Like, nasa Canada na ako, gusto niya, controlled pa rin niya ako. Like, yung social medias ko, she wants me to do daily reports and everything.
And you're LDR right now. Your wife is in the Philippines right now. You're in Toronto.
So this was 2015. But then on 2017, naghiwalay kami nun that time kasi nga sa sobrang toxic, naipaghiwalay siya. And I decided to say yes. Sino bang ayaw, magiging free ako sa Canada. But then, yeah. So naghiwalay kami. And then on 2017, nag-message kami. And I told her na I'm going back to the Philippines to see my son for the first time. Kahit na naghiwalay kami ng time na yun, continuous pa rin yung support ko. Hindi ako nag constant communication, tapos nagbibigay pa rin ako ng allowance, support.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Then sinabi ko sa kanya na I'm going for a vacation for the sake of my son, for para makita ko siya for the first time. So lumipad ako and then nakita ko siya. It's one of my happiest moments in my life. Nakita ko yung baby ko sa airport waiting for me. Tapos nung 3 days before ako bumalik ng Canada, nag heart to heart talk kami ng ex ko at that time, and then napag-usapan namin na mag pakasal in order na makuha ko yung for the sake of the kid.
Okay.
So, yeah, three days bago ako umalis, nag-decide kami na magpakasal. Sinabi namin sa parents niya and parents namin, good thing yung parents niya may kilalang lawyer na willing
civil wedding namin. This is all irrelevant then to the story here, right? Yeah. So, let's just kind of, we're at 2017 already. So let's try to push to 2021. I'm assuming I asked you if this was LDR. You said no. So let's just fast forward to your wife is now with you in Canada. Yeah. You have another baby.
So, yeah. Fast forward.
Yeah.
So nagpasal kami, nakuha ko sila. Fortunately, nandito na kami ngayon nagsama sa Canada. And then, nag-usap kami at that time na we're going to try to work out our relationship. And then, in order, nag-plan din kami. And then, we decided to get another, to have another baby. So, nabuntis ulit siya dito sa Canada, COVID baby.
So, oh, so new.
And then,
new baby.
Yeah, new one.
Congrats.
So, akala namin that will fix our problem. Like, yung being toxic relationship, being controlling niya. Pero, hanggang ngayon, ganun pa rin. So, ang nakakatawa.
So, what's her name?
So, one time, I was, actually 3 weeks ago, nagbabrowse ako ng story sa Facebook ko. And then, to my surprise, I saw the story of my first ex-girlfriend sa Philippines.
Uh-huh.
And nagulat ako, nandito siya sa Canada.
The hell yeah, that's where I'm getting at. Okay.
Yeah.
Is so she, Canada is one of the biggest countries in the world. Where in Canada is she?
Sa kanto.
Nakakatawa.
Oh my
like
God, she's right.
7 minutes drive
away from my God.
Yeah, sa kanto talaga. In terms of Canada scale, that's kanto. That's like
yeah, it's kanto.
Next door.
It's kanto-kanto. Like, so, nagulat ako. Wala naman akong balak talaga. So, I messaged her. Sa tinanong ko siya, wow, you're in Canada, blah, 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 blah. And then, sinabi niya, yes, international student. Tapos, tinanong ko saan siya, nagulat niya ako na same location kami, halos. So, nag-decide kami na mag-meet up. So, sa first meet up namin, nag-usap-usap lang, nag-reminiscence. Eh, since first ex ko siya, nag-reminiscence kami nung relationship namin dati. Which is may spark and everything na bad. Pero tapos, umalis kami and then nag-plan ulit kami to go downtown. And like,
okay, we don't care about that part. I don't care what you guys did.
We haven't done anything bad yet. So, okay. Kasi ang nangyari is, pinort ko siya sa downtown.
No. G, you don't get it. I don't care about your date. I honestly really do not. Yeah. And I mean this with all respect. Like, you're a nice guy. Like, this, it has nothing to do. It has everything to do with how fast the story is going because we gotta go. We don't care. You went to downtown. I don't care if you went to fucking Sky Dome. Have you fucked this girl? Yes or no?
No, I did. Okay. I didn't. Okay. Kasi how far? Nagano talaga ako nagdadalawang sakali. Okay. Kasi I never.
Listen. G. How far have you gone with this girl? Making out, holding hands. How, I need to know what the physical cheating is because we're already at the emotional part.
Hindi ko po kasi talaga kaya mag-cheat pero nasa point na ako nagagawin. Kaya I actually called. Yung question ko kasi talaga is I want advice if what I need to do. Should I like commit the mortal sin or like be a loyal husband for my wife, even
okay,
though
so wait, so let's answer my question really quickly though. Yes or no? What kind of intimacy have we seen already? Give me how far. You just say no, nothing really. I need the exact how far. Have you guys held hands? Have you guys kissed? Give me.
Wala pa talaga. Like she invited me to go to her apartment since international student siya. Mag-isa lang siya, so I know something's about to happen. And actually, today, nag-meet kami kasi sabi niya may bibigay daw siya sa aking cannoli. So nagpunta ako sa kanya, in-invite niya ulit ako sa apartment.
Cannoli
niya.
Looks like tite.
Gago.
And then you went to her apartment and then nothing happened?
I just got her off the apartment and then talagang kinakabahan ako na my mind tells me not to do it, but
okay. Right,
my
body is telling me yes.
Okay, all right. So what is
sorry.
What is the question?
I don't see.
So yung question ko is I need a suggestion or advice kung what should I do? Should I
you're like, not getting the same, mortal, the same advice, Karina, you're not
Okay, so Alex, why don't you go first?
You're not gonna get the same advice like the summer.
No, you're not getting the same advice na. So, yes, ito na yung example namin. Thank you for calling. So, wala namang problema kayo ng relasyon. So, mali yan totally. So, avoid mo na yung ganyan.
Well, no,
yan
but... talaga magsabi ako. Okay, so is this relationship toxic still? Or like, what makes you...
Yeah.
She's still bossing you around and all that?
Ang tagal na namin tinatry i-work out yung relationship kasi hindi po talaga... Wala po talagang progress. Like, hindi ko po siya kasi maiwan kasi ako po ang nagdala sa kanya sa Canada. And I don't want her to bring the kids back home to the Philippines because I really, really, really love the kids. I'm so attached to them.
Okay, kaya and then kahit... if you were going to cheat on your wife with your first girlfriend, what is your hopeful, what is the perfect scenario? Is it you're going to fuck her a couple of times and then she'll just, you guys will just kind of go on with your lives? Or yeah,
probably casual sex. Kasi casual sex. Kahit ang sex life namin ng wife ko is kind of really, really down.
Okay.
They don't do it like once a month.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. You've brought so much to the table for only to answer now that you just want to fuck her because you're not having sex with your wife as often as you like. It's a familiar face. It's somebody you have chemistry with. There's a lot of nostalgic reminiscing going on. But in the end, you know, I just want to fuck her and then I want to go back to my wife and my family, right? If that's what I'm hearing, honestly, it almost seems like there's not really much difference between this guy and Summer.
Well,
the difference in terms of the goal. The goal is to just fuck these people because I need sex, but I don't want to leave my wife. I don't want to leave my kids.
Kaso parang hindi ko po kaya talagang
si Summer ginawa niya na eh. Kayang-kaya ni Summer.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Like, it depends. What's your level? What's your definition of cheating? Is your definition of cheating of her banging on the door
of some
guy?
You're already emotionally cheating.
Right, so he's cheating, period.
You're cheating already.
Right, so there's no difference, okay? My thing is, though, what is the end goal, okay? That this is the difference between you and our last caller, and you'll hear who our last caller as the episode uploads. But it's, what is the long-term goal? Is it to be with your wife? And you said that your children, you cannot leave your children. Well, that's your answer. Can't get involved in this thing.
Yeah.
Eh? Ay, salamat mo. Salamat mo, ha? Kasi ayoko na maipagtalo, eh.
Oo. Yun, hindi worth it, eh. Kasi masisira yung pamilya mo. Ayaw mong masira yung pamilya mo. Ayaw mong masira yung sa kids mo. Don't do it. Unfriend on Facebook, remove all the temptations.
Hindi, mabilis lang. Una-una, sinasabi nila mo, hindi na kaya. Alam mo yung hindi mo kaya pag natikman mo yan, yan ang matindi kasi hindi naman, baka mamaya, ikaw pala talaga yung madaling ma-hook sa ganyan. Saka, ang sarap naman talaga ng idea. And talaga yung mga pangarap sa buhay ng isang lalaki. Yung nasa Canada ka na, sinundan ka pa ng ex mo. At 7 minutes, I know. Ang saya niya.
Do you think this is more than coincidence or do you think this is coincidence?
No, it's coincidence. But no, like the idea.
Is this coincidence, Alex? Or this is there was a... There's a... It's
two. Tapos yung mga kilos na babae? No!
You don't think it's coincidence? Okay. Right.
Sebe. Pili mo ang lalaki ng mundo. Tapos pagbato ng babae, malapit na malapit.
I'm gonna say it's a coincidence. I think these things happen. I mean, listen.
Although he said that... She gave him a cannoli and during the break, I was having a cannoli. It's a sign.
No, that's nothing. How does this everything do with her moving to Canada? Okay, so no. Okay, I'm lost. So anyway, the point is this, man. You have a goal for your life. And your goal is to make sure that your family and you're around them as much as possible. The things that you're doing right now with this girl is making you, and Chopper said this with the last caller, go away the other direction from what your goal is, okay? Have you discussed with your wife the issues about the sex? Because again, I think this is not the only thing it comes down to, like our last caller, but it is a big factor. Have you guys discussed this? Your problem with her?
Yes.
And
nag-usap na kami, kaso ayaw niya talaga.
Sabi ayaw niya makapag-sex? You guys just had a baby.
Well,
like,
no,
so
I mean maybe I improve the frequency.
Yes, but what did she say is the question. Ano sinabi niya?
So nag-usap kami, like, sabi ko sa kanya, Mommy, pwede ba nating dalasan kahit papaano kasi medyo I'm on drought. Sabi nga, nandiyan dyan yung mga bata, we cannot do it, blah, 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 blah. And then siya pa yung nagalit.
Pero ang hirap kasi ako, I'm just gonna speak as a girl and as a mom. Alam mo, ang hirap tanggalin kasi sa isip talaga nun. And Mo and I have had this conversation. And it's not an excuse. It is the reality for me in my mind. It is a valid reason to me. Now, how do I, like, even Mo would say this and we would share this, like, bakit pagka we're when away or like when we're in vacation na tayong dalawa lang, grabe yung, like, our sex lives, like, up. We can't, obviously, we can't always go away because first COVID and the second time, that's expensive, right? Diba? So, ano yun eh, mahirap talaga. Ako, nahihirapan ako doon, like, even, like, that's a living room yung kids or, I just can't shut that down. Okay, so I'm understanding your wife there, and I hope guys, you can tell if that's an excuse or not. You can say it's an excuse. To me, that's valid. To your wife, that's valid. Now, what do we do, right? So sinabi niya, hindi niya kaya kasi pag nandiyan yung kid. So ano solution? Like before, Mo and I would go like in the movie room. That's where we have sex, like farthest away for more kids, you know?
Right, but we also could be better, right? And we've had this discussion.
Yeah,
we have
a monstrous better,
home. It's not like the kids are stuck with us the entire time, right? And
that's what I just said. We did something about that statement as opposed to just only, sabi niya, pag ayaw niya dahil may kids, wala na, tapos na. After that, my follow-up dapat na, okay, so how paano natin ano mag-strategize tayo, mommy?
No, but here's the thing though. Okay, and like the frustrations, for example, that and just really quickly because this is about you, is we decided to do a certain amount and we're nowhere near that amount. And that's frustrating, okay? And where you guys need to quote unquote negotiate, if you don't follow through with what you agree upon, then you're just gonna you'll probably even get more frustrated.
Yeah,
more
know,
frustrated because
it's like
not only now we're not doing it, we are also now not committed to this.
But
commitment
you gotta
that
give her something
to give,
too, right? Like you gotta give her something too. Because if like if this is not the most important thing to her, but it is very important to you, obviously she has to give that to you. But what is very important to her to also make her happy, right? Like it's hard. Both of you should work on it. Okay. So yun yung mahirap. I don't like that thing that committing to how many X times on a day na parang contract siya, that didn't work for Mo and I. To me, it sucks. I feel like it's so I know, like just an agreement.
Right, for you, but maybe for another person it's not. Maybe for me it's not. Maybe we don't share the same thing about that, right? It's different for everybody.
Because you know what, when I romance and like
sure.
Girls want to be romance.
Right, but remember we've talked about this rather exhaustively as well that it then becomes this kind of cycle of resentment. And at some point, whether you like it or not, somebody's going to have to do something,
so,
right?
To me,
and,
like it has to be the do something part. It's not waiting for your partner just to do something. Now, what can I... So you and both of you, both ways to ha. Sinabi mo sa kanya, G, sinabi mo sa kanya na you want more frequency. Hmm. Sinabi niya sa'yo, okay, ito yung roadblock dyan eh.
Sinabi nga po sa kanya, sabi sa kanya, you're religiously taking your pills pero ayaw mo naman magpagalaw.
Yeah.
That's not a solution. That's just, you know, another...
That's probably part of the argument. But anyway, so well, listen, let's just... Because we got to go. We really, really super, super got to go. You're in a weird area right now, G, because you're getting involved in something that is so risky for your end goal. Now you're 26 years old. We're gonna now go back to our first caller, which is finding your place, finding yourself in situations like this at ages. Like you sound like you're in your 40s. Okay. You sound like you're in your 40s. You sound older than me. You sound older than Alex. And you're 26. Alex, this guy's 23 years younger than you are because you have just been like, man, you get what I mean? It's like you look like you've been hit hard by a bunch of challenges. And whether that's your wife's fault, whether it's your fault, whether it's a combination of both of you, whatever, you're here. You find a little bit of inspiration from your ex. She's you're doing things. Because like if you were there just to fuck her, you would have fucked her that night. She invited you to in the room. You didn't fuck her. Meaning?
May nalimutan po kasi ako sabihin. Kasi kaya hindi ko rin siya magalaw. Kasi the way we broke up, it's quite really disastrous. Kasi... nag-iwalay kami, nabuntis kasi siya ng isang ka-team member ko sa basketball.
Doesn't matter. I don't care. That's so irrelevant to me right now. I don't give a fuck. No. We're talking about you and wanting to fuck this girl, okay? If you wanted to fuck this girl, you had the opportunity to fuck this girl, but what stopped you was your promise to your family, okay? You've had a second opportunity to fuck this girl, and still you didn't do it. So there is a part of you that you can tap into. There is a morality in there that you can tap into to stop messing around with this girl. But the problem is, this girl is just more than sex. She is an inspiration right now to you. In my opinion, she's an inspiration.
Yeah, because you're talking, you're exchanging like feelings.
Right.
And stuff.
She's an inspiration. She is throwback to a time maybe where you didn't have much stress. She's a remembrance of a not so toxic environment. And all of that is a very dangerous...
Not toxic, pero cheated on him.
Right, a very kind of dangerous place, right? So, gee, man, understand what your goals are moving forward with your life.
Focus on the goal. Focus on the goal.
Understand that this girl is 180 degrees away from what you're trying to achieve. And if you find yourself in a place of... When you're tempted? Temptation? You look at your kids, jack off, and then look at your kids.
Oh, yo, may kids kasi. Hirap yan. Apektado sila.
If your wife's a pain in the ass to you and she's all the things that you said she is, plus you're not getting the sex that's completely frustrating, well, guess what? You're in a miserable place. You're in a miserable relationship. But your goals are still the same.
I'm about to break down.
Yeah, and I get it. I fucking get it.
Just hang in there and keep trying because... If your wife, I have a feeling, somehow finds out you cheated on them, she can easily take the kids away from you, you know?
I know.
Yeah, but in Canada, it may be different. It may work for... Like, there's like another side of this conversation of what if that happens. That might not be the end of the world for you.
It's an if that's, for me, worth mentioning because is he willing to take that
Risk?
No, for
sure. For sure. And again, there's another... It's another almost conversation to have, which we don't have time for right now, G. So... My thing is, if you want this to be your goal, then you got to stay away from this girl, even though she's so tempting right now. Okay?
Yeah. Tsaka ang hot niya po kasi.
That doesn't help either.
But, alam ko yan.
Dude, so 10 times more of an applause I'm going to give you for showing the restraint that you have shown.
Ibig sabihin, kaya mo. Just do the things that wag mo na i-text because if you continue the communication, you know that's where it's gonna lead. Shut it down.
Remember the original feelings nag-split kayo and take that as an inspiration to forget about that girl.
Yeah, unfriend
initial,
on Facebook.
The pain.
Lahat parang hindi mo na makita. Lumipat ka pa ng bahay kung gusto mo.
Okay na, tama na yan. Tama na yung wag ka na rin maipag-date kahit na harmless. Wala naman sa buhay mo.
Joke.
Yeah, right. I'm sure. Right.
Wala na yan.
Meron bang hindi harmless na date with another person when you're married?
Wala.
Or already in
wala.
A
it's a prelude.
When someone tells you, there's nothing wrong naman kung friends lang tayo, di ba? Fuck that!
Yeah, I mean, listen. Yeah. You know she's dangerous. That's why you're calling. Stay away from danger. Danger hurts. Okay? All right.
Matuto ka na sa mga pagkakamali namin.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
DJ mo, just pwede bang mag-shoutout lang sandali sa Discord people.
Oh, okay.
I just want to thank everyone in there na nag-encourage akin to share my story.
Nice.
Because I've been holding this for a month already and I'm about to break down, but good thing I was able to call. You guys.
Do me a favor. Every time you feel like you're about to break down, send me a message, and we'll let's just text it out a little bit, okay?
Okay. I will. Right.
Thanks, G.
Kapit pare.
Kapit lang sud.
Ayan on, 7 minutes away. Totoo lang. Total, wala na naman siya, no? 7 minutes away? Ako? Karahin ko yun. Puta.
Oh my God.
Tapos, doon na ako mag-a-adjust.
Alam mo, he's a good guy. Kasi siguro talaga. Imagine mo, tingnan mo. Nabuntis niya yung girlfriend niya. Nakiwalay
okay,
sila.
Okay. Million peso question. We gotta go. Paano kung si Pia yung girl? You think he's gonna show restraint?
Nope.
Hindi, Pia hurts back yun eh.
Sabi niya, hati. We don't know what. Alex, get out of here. You gotta go. Don't forget.
Kumain na nga ako. Nakita na lang. This is how dedicated
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
October 8th. I love the show. I love the show.
October 8th, happy a birthday, pa. Please go to tickettome.net and get your tickets to Alex's show. Let's get
one last push.
Yeah, here we go. One last push.
That's what she said.
Alex, I'll see you on Saturday. And then I think we'll be in New York next week, but we'll still be able to do a back-to-back AMA episode the night before we leave. So again, we can do one last push then. Have a good time on Showtime, brother. We'll see you on TV. And in the meantime, everyone else, have a great weekend. Don't forget tomorrow, Chel Jokno on this podcast with Senate, hopefully a one day future senator of the Philippines on this podcast tomorrow. So have a great day, everybody. Thanks for hanging out. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Mo.
Bye.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.